In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, here comes a childhood experience, a blast from my past, and maybe yours too. A boy says to his mom, "Really? Do we have to?" Mom says, "Yes." Boy wants to know why. Then comes the classic response, "Because I said so." Maybe you've heard that before or said it before. "Because I said so." Parents get to say that as part of their God-given authority. A teacher might say it in the classroom. School administrators, when they have to make a decision, that decision will stand because they get to say so as people put in charge. But what if the person in charge is mistaken? That's bound to happen, that parents, teachers, government officials don't get it right. Certainly not all the time. That's okay. We can learn to live with it, even bearing the brunt of an unwanted consequence, as we keep in mind a much greater authority in charge, a much greater power at work. Isn't it nice to know that when God takes charge, there will be no mistakes on his part? When God says so, it's better than always right. It's actually very good for you and me. Let's hear about that today. God's own comforting declaration about himself using selected verses, Isaiah 45, 18, 19, and 21. "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other." Verse 19, "I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth." So what makes God eminently qualified to be in charge? We could point to his perfection, wrapped up in the fact of creation, as revealed in verse 18. As creator, God stands alone as master designer who knows how everything fits and works together down to the microscopic details, just as he created them out of nothing. When the creator speaks, things come into existence, such as light on the first day, which is still shining on this day. When the creator says so, life happens at every level. Microscopic, plant and animal, human and angels, all of it working so that you get blessed with the good things that you need. You and I living under him who alone is God, who not only made everything, but can control everything. What else makes God qualified to be in charge? Verse 19. "I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." When God says so in the form of commands to you, requirements of you and me, he only can do this where he's the Holy One, morally perfect, dealing with the rest of us. That leads to confrontation, putting you and me at odds with him. God says, "Live your life this way," but we go that way. God has his say-so, but we like ours. We rebel. And God comes calling, telling each one of us, "Hey, you're wrong. You can't be doing that. you've sinned. And with that comes the righteous judgment of death, for the wages of sin is death. Just like that, it's a trial of sorts. The Father as judge, who has the final say-so, and we all, as defendants, can only say, "You're right, Lord. I'm guilty. I'm sorry." Then comes a surprising overturn. God decided a long time ago to solve our problem of sin and death. Verse 21. "Who has declared this from ancient time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and the Savior? Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth." God has decreed our salvation through his Son. God said it would be so in the Old Testament prophecies. Jesus came and did just as God declared, and he did it for you and me. He lived the only perfect, righteous life and made it count as your righteous standing with God. He became the sufficient sacrifice, his death paying your debt and securing your forgiveness. Then, to this day, as the risen Lord, he has constant say-so to bring you God's forgiveness, along with God's acceptance and the gift of life with God, even after death. When God says so in the gospel, it's more than a dose of good news. It's the Lord taking charge, keeping you and me on track, avoiding a horrible crash, so that we belong to him forever, even now by faith. Faith that clings to his every word. When God says so in the Bible, you learn to reply, "Yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, you're absolutely right, even though I can't explain it very well. Yes, Lord, I repent. Please forgive me again for Jesus' sake. Lord, I rejoice in this wondrous salvation that you have brought to us all. Let it be so, according to your say-so, graciously given to us and assured to us in Christ Jesus. Amen." We'll close this morning singing from the worship supplement, hymn 775, "Thy Strong Word." Let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4. 4.